USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that the donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. He added the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And new data from the Labor Department showed that new jobless claims fell to a pandemic low last week, falling to 385,000. That's down 20,000 from the week before, and the fifth straight week that's seen fewer first-time claims. Unemployment claims have been falling all year, from a high of more than 900,000 in January, but remain historically high. May's job report is expected to show a rebound in added positions. Economists predict Friday's report will show an additional 656,000 jobs were added in May, a large jump from April's disappointing report. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The FBI says it's traced the ransomware attack against meat producer JBS back to a criminal group based in Russia. It's the second major attack from criminals based in the country against a major company operating in the United States, with the May attack on Colonial Pipeline. One congressman believes that President Biden shouldn't meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for a scheduled summit later this month, after this latest cyber attack. North Carolina Republican Representative Richard Hudson tells Fox News that a summit between the two leaders should only come after Russia stops the hacks.
It's inconceivable to think that a group of rogue Russian hackers is somehow operating inside Russia without at least the tacit consent, if not under the direction of Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about if there were a group of rogue hackers here in America attacking other countries, our FBI would track them down immediately and shut them down. And so all I'm saying is that don't reward Vladimir Putin with a high-profile summit as long as he's not doing anything about the hacking of our critical infrastructure here in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Newly released emails are showing the reactions of public health officials in the U.S. to reporting on the origins of the coronavirus in the early days of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's no more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Other emails show journalists gushing over Fauci's COVID-19 response. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the USFL will return in the spring of 2022. The Spring Football League originally played from 1983 to 1985 and featured future Hall of Famers Jim Kelly, Reggie White, and Steve Young. Dates and team locations are yet to be announced, but the league says that it has retained some of the original team names. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.